ನವರ್ತಿತವ್ಯಂ ತದಧರ್ಮ ಬಂಧು ಧರ್ಮೋ ನ ಸತ್ಯೇ ಚ ವರ್ತಿತತೈವ್ಯಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾವರ್ತೇ ಯತ್ಸ ಯಜಂತಿ ಯಜ್ಞೇ ಯಜ್ಞೇಶ್ವರಂ ಯಜ್ಞ ವಿತಾನ ವಿಜ್ಞಾ ನ ವರ್ತಿತವ್ಯಂ ತದಧರ್ಮ ಬಂಧು ಧರ್ಮೇನ ಸತ್ಯೇನ ಇಸ ವರ್ತಿತವ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವರ್ತೇ ಯತ್ರ ಯಜಂತಿ ಯಜ್ಞೇ ಯಜ್ಞೇಶ್ವರಂ ಯಜ್ಞ ವಿತಾನ ವಿಜ್ಞಾ ನ ವರ್ತಿತವ್ಯಂ ತದಧರ್ಮ ಬಂಧು ಧರ್ಮೇನ ಸತ್ಯೇನ ಚ ವರ್ತಿತೈವೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪತೇ ಯತ್ರ ಯಜಂತಿ ಯಜ್ಞೇ ಯಜ್ಞೇಶ್ವರಂ ಯಜ್ಞ ವಿತಾನ ವಿಜ್ಞಾ ಧರ್ಮ ಬಂಧು ಯಜ್ಞ ವಿತಾನ ಯಜ್ಞ
Not. Varitattvam. Deserve to remain. Tat. Therefore. Adharma. Irreligiosity. Bandho. Friend. Dharmena. With religion. Satyena. With the truth. Cha. Also. Vartittavya, being situated in, Brahma Avarte, place where sacrifice is performed, Yatra, where, Yajanti, duly performed, Yajnaha, the sacrifice or devotional service, Yajna Ishwaram, unto the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, Yajna, sacrifice, Vitana, spreading, Vijna, experts. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, therefore, O friend of religion, you do not deserve to remain in a place where experts perform sacrifices according to truth and religious principle for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport, Yajneshwara of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the beneficiary of all kinds of sacrificial ceremonies. Such sacrificial ceremonies are prescribed differently in the scriptures for different ages. In other words, The sacrifice means to accept supremacy of the Lord and thereby perform acts by which Lord may be satisfied in all respect. The atheists do not believe in existence of God and they do not perform any sacrifice or satisfaction of the Lord. Any place or country where the supremacy of the Lord is accepted and that the sacrifice is performed is called Brahmavarta. There are different countries in different parts of the world, and each and every country may have different types of sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord. But the central point of pleasing Him is ascertained in Bhagavatam and it is truthfulness. The basic principle of religion is truthfulness. And the ultimate goal of all religions is to satisfy the Lord. In this age of Kali, the greatest common formula of sacrifice is the Sankirtana Yajna. That is the opinion of the experts who know how to propagate the process of yajna. Lord Chaitanya preached this method of yajna, and it is understood from this verse that the sacrificial method of Sankirtana yajna may be performed anywhere and everywhere in order to drive away the personality of Kali and have human society from falling prey to influence of age. So please repeat this translation.
Therefore,
O friend of religion, you do not reserve to remain in the place where experts perform sacrifices according to truth and religious principle for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militamena Tasmaya Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sagana Ragunatanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, I seek the blessing from all of you. Here one very special instruction is there for Kali. King says, O friend of irreligion, you are not favorable for Dharma. You do not deserve to remain in a place where experts perform sacrifices and according to truth, religious principles, to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you are not supposed to be here. So this is exactly here in purport. Here it is given Ajneshwar. Ajneshwara means Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is beneficiary of all kinds of sacrificial ceremonies. It is an obstruction for properly arranging sacrifice to the Supreme Lord. Kali is an obstruction. So you have to get rid of that. So that's why this sloka is giving the top class method, especially in Kali Yuga, Sankirtana Yajna. The purport is giving that you can save your human society and by influence of age of Kali. So, Sankirtana Yajna, most important. That is the highest Yajna. Every Yajna, people are talking big Yajnas. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you know, highest Yajna is Sankirtana Yajna. That is the highest Yajna. So now, what is the effect of Kali? Little we can speak about it. Actually, Kali Yuga, if anything goes wrong, people say, Kali Yuga, na? Kali Yuga, everybody speaks, you know. So, Kali Yuga, na? Isliye aisa ho raha. But Kali Yuga is the most dangerous place. And that's why Lord available in Kali Yuga, by Namarupe. Kalikale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. You have to just take shelter of Lord only. Because this place is designed such a way, there is no chance you avoid the Lord. Kalikale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. So, every society, every nation, this mostly Kali Yuga means, it is a place of hypocrisy and quarrel. What is that? Natana or quarrel? What do we call it, quarrel? Jhagda. That is quarrel everywhere. Everywhere there is quarrel and hypocrisy. This is the effect of Kali. So, that's why they have given, the acharyas given us the solution also for this. You are facing Kali Yuga, what you have to be, how alert you should be, you know. Sukadev Goswami says, Kaler dosham nide rajan. He was telling to Parikshit Maharaj, Lord, Raja, this has got Kaler dosham. The faults in Kali Yuga are like ocean. Ocean of faults. But there is Hasti Ek Mahan Gun. There is one very important quality Lord has given. That is Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param. Like Krishna Kirtan. Taking shelter of Krishna, Lord, you will be liberated from that. You will be nullified. So very easy way, very nicely he has given it, Sukadev Goswami. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he bought this 500 years before he came, because This Kali Yuga people are suffering very much. That's why he came. And very simple thing he gave it. That is, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And one thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prabhupada even emphasizes that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant Hare Krishna. And second instruction is, no, not to criticize anyone. No offense. This is very difficult. We chant, but still after that, criticizing it becomes very natural. So that we have to take care. Here, that's why it is said, everyone has got his Krishna Prema. Krishna Bhakti is there. Krishna Bhakti is already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabu Nahi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Karevna. That love of Krishna is there within, but he should be awakened by chanting the holy name. Everyone has got. Krishna Prema is for everyone. Every human being has got. It is in dormant stage. You have to awaken it by chanting. So, by that what happens is, very simple thing, you will have love for Krishna. Otherwise what happens? We love particular part of our family, our society, our nation, and other nation, we are against. Some family we are loving, other family we are against that, hating. So this should not be there. Srila Prabhupada used to say, if you wanted a real love, you have to put the water to the roots. That is the love. In Chaitanya Charitamritam also it's given. Krishna Bhakti Karale Sarva Karma Shuddha Ho. If you do Krishna Bhakti, everything will be nullified. Bas. That is ultimate. That's why Bhagavad Gita also, Maya Sattamana Partha Yogam Jinti. So, see, increase your love for Krishna. That is important. It's actually, our ISKCON group, or ISKCON movement, is only concentrating on Krishna. People are all, hey, you are only concentrating on Krishna? Sometimes I speak with people, when I go, they say, aap sirf Krishna ka baare mein hi bolte, aur dusra kuch nahi bolte. People all wanted the explanation of all the demigods, this, that, because they are worshipping. So no. If you worship, if you surrender to Krishna, all 33 crores demigods, they are all happy. So this is the principle we came to know after taking the Shastra seriously. So, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Karevda. By Shravana, that is the most important out of 9 types of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Shakyam, Padasevanam, Atmanivedanam. It is in that Shravana, most important, it cleans the heart very perfectly. It's the transcendental thing. That's why when Prabhupada had been over to Western country, nothing, he had no other plan like. There is no some association or anybody. Prabhupada just went. He had a full faith that this Mahamantra is going to purify everyone. He has started giving that. Tomkinson Square, you all know about it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The thing is, most of the hippies and other people, they heard it, and Prabhupada was in midst of them, then they all, most of them have become, thousands of people have become Krishna conscious. They took all the principle, 4 regulative principle, whatever Prabhupada said, they heard, because Krishna, within their heart, you know, that dormant love has come out, and they have started loving Krishna. Loving Krishna is the most important part. So Prabhupada said, these Europeans, Americans, they took it very seriously. So our love become, what is our love? Why we are not taking it so seriously? Prabhupada gives a very good example. we are not taking so seriously because we see front of us so many skyscrapers are coming up. Let us go and stay there. So many cars, so many opulences. Let me enjoy that. Let there be devotion also, but let me enjoy this skyscraper. Prabhupada said, this is the thing, you are connected, you are attracted by material. Especially American, Europeans, they have already seen that wealth. They understood there is no happiness in that. So for Indians, they have to go and see, and it will be too late when they find out that there is no happiness. So Prabhupada says, this material attraction is the obstruction for you. And whatever the way in our Indian culture, that was the supreme culture. We were all happy. Our ancestors were all happy taking shelter of Krishna. Now the most of the material things have come. That's why we are all bewildered, halfway. Little this, little that. So we are not going to completely do this. This is called artificial type of loving Krishna. Artificial, not fully. Artificial. Little there, little there, little here. Somebody we hate. These are all the things. These are all artificial. That's why Shravanam. Shuddha Bhakti Kare Udaya. You have to, by hearing Krishna Katha, you have to get purified. And then hearing process, you can stop Maya. Otherwise you have to fight with Maya all the time. You don't even know you are fighting with Maya. It is so, attractive. It is so attractive. Actually, we go to Goa sometimes. So that's how Maya is attacking, I tell you. In the evening time, there's some ships are there. They do gambling arrangement. But, there are some agents who come. They make it so attractive, that place, and they speak so nicely. They take the people from there for their, Yeah, that's the thing, how Kali is attracting. So if you are very, very strong, your fight against Maya, you will never agree for such thing. It's very palatable way they speak, and you will go there in the ship entire night, you do gambling, this, that, all enjoyment, they will come totally broke. Nothing is there with you. That is the thing. You know how Maya is attacking. That's why our His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj used to say, when you go for Krishna consciousness, there are three things you have to remember. Sincerity, seriousness, no ulterior motive. That you have to remember. So you have to invoke and purify your chitta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was discussing with Rai Ramananda. Ramananda Rai. So, while he was going for South India Yatra near Godavari, he meets Rai Ramananda Rai. So he was asking with him, what is the aim of life? And what is the process to get that? So Ramananda Rai was giving nice explanation. See, Varnashrama Dharma, you have to follow that. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Ashrama, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. And this very methodically, when you do that bhakti, you can get Krishna Prema later nicely. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is not right now. It's okay, but you can go ahead something else now. It is external. That's why Prabhupada was saying, if I go to America, I went to America, and if I tell them, you start your Brahmana, you become Brahmana first, they would have been rejected me. So he said, just hear this Maha Mantra. He was giving Maha Mantra. So that was the time. This is the time that, according to Maha Mantra by Shravanam, everything is purified. Because it's a transcendental thing. You are not the body, you are the spirit soul. This to understand, it takes time. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then, he was asking, you forget that. You go for it. It's all external. What we have to do now? Then, then he was telling there should be karma mishrita bhakti, jnana mishrita bhakti. And even said, okay, but halfway. Sir, little. Whereas Srila Prabhupada wanted not to become a karmakandi or big, you are doing so many things, so many type of things, karmakandi and jnanakandi. Prabhupada says, you have to become pure devotee. Anya vilashita shunyam. Jnana karma adi anavritam. Anukulena Krishna anushilanam bhakti vittam. You have to become pure devotee. There should not be any defect. Like how in Kali Yuga there is lots of fault. And with that, you have to make it there is no fault in the devotional service. It is quite reverse. There is full of fault in the whole world. And you have to become no fault at all. That way you have to become pure devotee. Anya abhilashita shunyam. There is no abhilash. Huh? That's why it is... whatever is favorable for Krishna's devotion, that you have to do. So especially, that Krishna, when he was there, Krishna, Balram, they were hungry. So they told their associates, you do one thing. These brahmanas, they are arranging some yajna. So you go and ask them, we are hungry, just get us some prasad, some food. So these boys gone. They said, Krishna and Balaram, you have to give them some food because they are hungry. They said, no, we are doing yajna. Our yajna is not got over. You go. They are not given anything. when they came back, Krishna said, go to their wives, Brahman Patniya, you go there, they will give. And when they go to Krishna and Balaram, say, oh, they are hungry. Let's give that. Whatever was there, whether offered, not offered, they just gave it. Because this is a love for Krishna. Huh? So, they got all the benefits, devotional. And even Brahmanas, then they were feeling very bad. And Krishna had come, Yajneshwara had come, we were not given him. So what a type of people we are. Same thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give us what is called real bhakti. Real bhakti. Real bhakti means transcendentally responding. It is not a material thing. Halfway, 80%, 90%. It is nothing to do with anything in material world. This is a spirit soul, is having a connection with the Lord, Supreme Lord. It is very difficult to understand. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama eva kevalam. Kalau nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. Take Hare Nama. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Gati nahi hai, dusra koi gati nahi hai aapko. Take this. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swayam Krishna told us. And how? It should be spontaneous. Bhakti should be spontaneous. Little we did it, then we'll see later. It should be spontaneous. You have to make it. Even karma kandya, bhakti, whatever we do, the people are going for so many other methods. They wanted for higher level of thing. But you have to get out from here. You have to go back home, back to Godhead. This should be our last birth. So you should be very serious. It should be clean slate. No debit, no credit. Everything is cleared. You should be sure about it. By chanting the holy name, all your many lifetime sinful activities will be eradicated. It becomes a clean slate. And further you are not going to do anything. That's why Prabhupada has given very important formula. 4 regulative principles. 16 round japa. Association of devotees. No illicit sex. No intoxication. No gambling. No meat eating. Very strict. And you say, no, little, what is the other alternative? No alternative. Take this. You have to become pure devotee, right? There is no defect at all, no dosha, 100%. So then you have to follow 100%. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam tatai bhajami. Which way you follow, accordingly you get it. Everything is given in. That's why whatever the shastras and all we are reading, try to understand this Upanishads, Shastras, all, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Vedas. Why? Vedesya sarver aham eva ved. To understand Krishna. To understand Krishna. To love Krishna. Then, once you started loving Krishna, you got all mastery in all the subjects. All PhDs are, more than PhDs are there with you, Prabhupada used to say. And you have many PhDs, but you are not having Krishna, means you got so many zeros. You have your big degree, you have your big bank balance, other zero, you have big nice family, nice children, so many assets, hundreds of zero. If Krishna is there, then left hand side one will come and all zeros will have value. This we have to remember. This Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also emphasizes. You may be having so many things. If Krishna is not there, all your degrees, PhDs, they don't have value. Samayevai kevalam. If we understand this, then we take this very, very seriously. To get actually Vedesya Sarve Raham Evidam. To understand Krishna. You may be having, I am by-hearted Bhagavad Gita and so many Bhagavatam sloka. But main thing is that are you taking the things seriously? Have you got love of Krishna? This Prabhupada used to say. And also, there is we think, Chipram bhavati dharmatma sashvatam shantim prachyati kaunteya pratijani namai bhakta pranashyati. Even Chipram, if you just say, I am surrendered to you, Lord, you are everything for me. And immediately he becomes dharmatma. Even duratma becomes dharmatma. Such compassionate Supreme Father is. And kaunteya pratijani namai bhakta pranashyati. Go and directly tell the people that my devotees will never perish. Go, Arjuna. Go and declare boldly. Don't hesitate. See, these are the things, what are very important, you know, things we have to understand. My devotee will never perish. This is Lord said. So this we should remember. Exactly, Rupa Goswami says, yena tena prakarena. Whatever the method you have, try to get Krishna conscious. And what he says, if you get Krishna bhakti anywhere, purchase it. Whatever the cost may be. Because even your job is over. Your job is over. You have come here as in human form of life to take shelter of Krishna. Your job is over. Purchase it. Maybe, you know, whatever, cost may be more or less. That's why it's said, you have to take it. It is very, very rare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Namo Mahavadanyaya. You know, what is Rupa Goswami said, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gauratvishe Namah. People are giving lots of knowledge. That is different. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us Krishna Prema. Love of Krishna, that is highest value. You have good knowledge. Many people have, you know, high qualification, philosophers. They got big knowledge. But they don't have love for Krishna. Here, you'll get love for Krishna. Once you have love for Krishna, your job is over. Krishna Prema Pradaya. So, and even Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami. So, unless we take the shelter of these devotees, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all Goswamis, they are taking training from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, they have taken training from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Rupa Goswami took the training in Dashashwamedha Ghat, Prayag, For 10 days, he got all the knowledge, all devotional service. And Sanatan Goswami got the training from at Varanasi for 2 months. They all taken out good training. And immediately they got the renouncing thing. Material world is not a good thing to adopt. So, that's why these all Goswami's footsteps we have to go. You can't jump it for Radha Krishna thing. Don't jump it. You won't attain anything. Through our spiritual master, what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, and it should be through the parampara, you have to go. And the Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, these Goswamis, footsteps we have to understand. How they could take Krishna conscious. That's why, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaya. So many thousands of people are trying, but very few people are getting success. Because they understood the essence. They understood the essence, which is favorable for Krishna, sir. Suppose the people are going for scholarly basics, so many things. But Krishna selected to give this Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. You know, why they have given to Arjuna? Because there was an offer for Arjuna that Duryodhana and Arjuna both have gone for some help. So Krishna said, I am not going to hold Shastrastra, I am not going to fight. And I have my Narayani Sena, the big Sena is there, which is your choice. Duryodhana wanted Sena, what is the use of this taking this man who is not going to fight? He will say Sena. Arjuna said, I wanted you, Krishna. The truth, when Krishna, Duryodhana was very happy. Prabhupada says he was only looking at the material power and strength. So then he was asked, Krishna, after Duryodhana went, Krishna asked, why did you choose me? You could have been selected Narayana Sena because you Pandavas are not having good, this also, army, you have very less. They have something, seven Akshayini, they are having 11 Akshayini, you are having less. Army, why did you select me, Arjun? So Arjun said, I do not know anything, Krishna. I know only one thing. Wherever Krishna is there, that place is victorious. So Srila Prabhupada says, why you have to take Krishna? Because you have to become victorious. Take Krishna, you will become victorious. All that thing. So this is what Prabhupada was saying. Bhagavan Uvacha, Lord was speaking. It is not ordinary people speaking. So whatever he gives is the truth. Srimad Bhagavatam, Yare Dekho, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, Yare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Uparesh. Don't speak anything there. Wherever you meet anybody, any situation, so you speak only Yare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Uparesh. Regarding Krishna only you speak, because time is very less. Don't waste it. And also, so many things he said, Prithvicha Ache Nagaradi Grama Sarvatta Prachar Holmara Nama. Everywhere, all over the world, the Lord has put the seed. Any village, any place, you know. All over the world, this Harinam is going to come up. Very, very, because Lord has put the seed. It has to come up. Somebody has to go and do it. They are not ordinary people who have given it. Actually, Prabhupada said, India is a very, very, such a peaceful land. India is a very peaceful land. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given us this perfect thing. And here we got Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, Ramayana, everything is there, culture. And distribute this culture to others. This Srila Prabhupada was saying. And other people are starving for it. They don't have it. We are not to do any cheating to the people. Give this to the whole world. Invoke their Krishna consciousness. That people are hankering to have Indian culture. People go to America here, there, they see the dollar. When they become old, the children are not following their advice also. That time they think about the culture of India. How to respect parents, what's the Indian culture. This Indian culture is having highest baby. At least this should be your last birth. You can end it up. It's the junction where you got it as a human being here. And you purify and get out from here. Go to the place where you are not going to come back. And also Prabhupada warns, don't imitate Western culture. Please don't imitate. It will be havoc. You'll be chaos. You'll be nowhere. Because British have left something, still we are sitting on chair and our office system and all court system. Still we have to make it. Indian system, it takes time. But that system is not that perfect. Don't go to it. Just change it. We do not know where is our Sanskrit. At least some or the other, by the mercy of our ISKCON's Prabhupada and our Parampara, we could understand what is some sort of Sanskrit and the translations and all. Otherwise, we would have been nowhere. That is the thing. See, actually, Namam Driskritana Mudaha Prapadyante Naradama. Because once you take such culture, Western culture or other things, which is not connected to Krishna, you will become Naradama, lowest of human beings. Your conscience will be like animals. That is the thing. So, real enjoyment is Shuddha Tattva. That is Shuddha Sattva. You have to undergo that. No sense gratification. Even, I'll tell you, what is the formula for Shanti in Bhagavad Gita, you know. Bhoktaram yajnatapasam sarvaloka maheshwar. Suradam sarvabhutanam jatvamam shantim. You are not the bhokta. You are not going to enjoy anything here. This all belongs to Krishna. He is the proprietor. This principle when you understand, and Lord is there, is in everyone's heart as a well-wisher. Bhoktaram yajnatapasam sarvaloka maheshwara suradam sarvabhutanam. He was the highest well-wisher in Paramatma form. This, when we understand, then there is no program. Because you never go for your sense gratification. This is, enjoyer is Krishna. That thing will come. I want to please Krishna. This is only a way you speak. I want to speak Krishna. That is our yajna. Today's thing is sacrifice for sankirtana yajna. By that, Krishna is pleasing. Suppose we are having even amongst devotees also, we got some arrangement to enjoy the life nicely, everything is there. No, devotees also will never wanted that. You give everything to Krishna's thing. No sense gratification. This is the highest yajna, we have to see, taking Krishna as it. The same thing happens in Narad Muni, when he was there, and you know that story. So, these gopis have got a highest love. So, Narad Muni, when he goes, Krishna says, I am having some headache. So, what is the medicine for that remedy? You go to the people, ask some dust from their feet, dust for me. But he goes and he asks, nobody gives. Krishna, if we give dust to Krishna, we'll go to the hell. We don't want to give. Then he comes back and he asks, nobody gave. You go to gopis. When he goes to gopis, what they do? Krishna is having headache. We'll give that to you. Yes. They go to Yamuna and make the feet wet and comes there, collects all the things, dust, and put it to them, give it to him. And Narasimha says, this is very dangerous. He is Supreme Lord. Don't you go to hell? You are not worried. He said, why we are worried? Krishna is happy, we are happy. We don't want to bother which hell we are going. We are not bothered. This is Krishna Prema. This is love of Krishna. Very good example. Like. And here one beautiful word is there that is, is truthful actually. The truthful. That truthful means central point is pleasing Krishna. That is truthful. You know, absent way, if you neglect Krishna, whatever the job you do, let me enjoy now, then we'll see later. They finish. It's truthful. Actually, you know, this Pardex, I give one example. And this was told by Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, his grace. So he said, one day Prabhupada was just in the airport. one of the airport in States. So one press reporter had come with this mic and he just hold to Prabhupada's mic. He said, Swamiji, what is the difference between your cult and Buddhism? This was the question. What is the difference between your cult and Buddhism? Prabhupada, if we were there, you could have been explained full history of Buddhism. And you know what Prabhupada said? We are not concerned about Buddhism or Hinduism. We are speaking the truth from Bhagavad Gita. We are speaking, preaching the truth of Bhagavad Gita. If you are truthful, it will attract you. Prabhupada started walking. You should be truthful, then it will attract you. Banavat wale ka kaam nahi hai. You have to be very, very sincere, very serious, no ulterior motive. This is an example. We can understand this. And also, Prabhupada was there in 1922. He got the instruction from his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to take the Krishna conscious to Western country. Speak, preach in English language. This was the instruction from him. All the time. Next also. Again after 8, 10 years, Prabhupada was asking. Yes, same instruction. You go. I know you'll be a good preacher. Guru Maharaj knows about it. So Prabhupada, it took 1922, he got the instruction. You know, when it has started? 1965 you could go. By the arrangement of Sumati Murarji and cargo ship, that story, you know. But about 43 years, Prabhupada took it so seriously. It's all Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, so strongly. And then after 1965 to 77, he made all sort of things, 108 temples, everything, all glory of Prabhupada. But he was not bothered anything of his self-glory. He was always, this is because of my spiritual master and Krishna and the Vaishnavas. He used to give all the credit to others. This is the thing. This is the quality. Otherwise we'll think, no, that should be, you know, our name should be there, like. And Krishna, he made it, his process is so simple. Prabhupada made the process is so simple. The chanting of the holy name is so simple. That's a simple process. Here actually what happened is that Prabhupada said, suppose you have to chant. At home you have to make an altar while chanting. Just if one keeps the picture of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva, just a picture, and you chant, that is enough. He made it very simple. It's not that you should not keep the big deities and all. His system is given. And Prabhupada said, hence, if you chant Hare Krishna, then one will realize the Lord within some time. This is guaranteed. Because you will concentrate more on your chanting process. It should be simple also. Otherwise, a whole day your deity worship, where is the time for your chanting? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. People are asking any other type of solution? Is it? What solution? You have to just vibrate your tongue. No, not even a single paisa cost is there. Chant the holy name. Sevan Mukhe Jiva Dao. From Jiva, you have to do the service of the Lord. You just, nothing you do, but use that. That Sevan Mukhe Jiva Dao. Jiva to be used for service of Krishna. That is most. So, actually one example, people, why there will be a controversial thing also comes. You know, Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was there, two sannyasis, that was in Hyderabad, they were, you know, Hare Krishna and Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. One sannyasi was saying, there's Ram in that, Hare Krishna, that is Sri Ramachandra, Dasharath Putra Ram. In other sannyasi, there is a controversial. Other sannyasi was saying, that is not that Ram. That is Balaram. Among the sannyasis, there was controversial. It came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, both are perfect. Krishna, the Ram, is also the same Ram, and Balaram is also the same Balaram, but they are different, but they are the same. Same Krishna. So don't have, because they have come in the right time, they, you have to agree that. So these are the contradiction things. Whatever is given us in the Shastra, we have to follow it properly, not to alternate anything. Not to, what I call it, modify that, anything like. And in one more place, even one doctor, that is Kateria, he was asking, Prabhupada was telling, you know what is the importance of the holy name? He was telling that India, there was a war between India and Pakistan. We were all chanting. Because of that chanting, India became victorious. Prabhupada said, these are all the benefits. He was telling, these are the benefits. I don't want to highlight that, but this is the benefit. Suppose a person is very sick. Doctors are taking their treatment. You do chanting the holy name. Whatever the best result, you will get it. One more thing is that even by this chanting, this communist movement is totally stopped. Even in Russia also. Because chanting the holy name, Russians, they started. India, they started. They stopped because Mahamantra makes everything victorious. Krishna knows what is best. So these are the things, whatever the problems we have, we are there, we have to put it. Even holy name of Prabhupada, it's Mahamantra, we should always keep it at home, and day and night you should hear it. Entire home becomes really Vaikuntha. Kali cannot enter in that. Mahamantra. So, Prabhupada, even the record, if you put it, you should put it, you make it pure. Otherwise, we have to, all the time, we have to do our kirtan and kirtaniya sadhari. This you have to, some of the arrangement we can do it. Even Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur and Vrindavan, 24-hour kirtan he has suggested. But because this is the only way you can come out of Kali's entry. This is very, very dangerous. Kali is very, very dangerous. So, these are the things. And even in Krishna Balaram temple also, Prabhupada wanted that. Actually, you know, we should not change anything. One of the temple, I'll finish it, conclude it within. One of the temple, they were chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bhajo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Prabhupada heard it. What is it, Bhajo? Prabhupada stopped it. Don't add anything. My spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, to give the authentic Mahamantra, they took lots of time and made it authentic. Now you don't contaminate it. Only perfect, pure thing. No subtraction, no addition. Mahamantra means Mahamantra. This is what Prabhupada used to say. It is a principle of Acharyas. Don't change it. So even in our life, just if you sincerely do the chanting, offenselessly, seriously, sincerely, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, do it correctly and without offending anyone. Chant the holy name, that will put us away from action of Kali. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We have to use the best use, whatever we have got it here, all the scriptures, temples, devotees, association, everything is given here. So by Shravanam, if you are sincere, serious, no ulterior motive, you will attain to go back home, back to Godhead. This should be your last birth. It is guaranteed. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I think we are going through overtime. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you. Hare Krishna.